Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Meenu, and these are the major news stories of Friday, April 5th, 2024. Dropping references to the demolition of Babri Masjid in Ayodhya, the killing of Muslims in Gujarat riots, and Hindutva, and tweaking the reference to Manipur's merger with India are among the latest set of revisions made public by the NCERT in its textbooks. The Supreme Court granted bail to academic activist Shyama Kanti Sen, who was arrested in June 2018 in connection with the Elgar Parishad Maoist links case. Congress has promised rights to apprenticeship, a legal guarantee for MSP, and passing a constitutional amendment to raise the 50% cap on reservations for SCs, STs, and OBCs in its electoral manifesto. American President Joe Biden threatened on Thursday to condition support for Israel's offensive in Gaza on it taking concrete steps to protect aid workers and civilians, seeking for the first time to leverage U.S. aid to influence Israeli military behavior. The Kerala High Court urged the Union Government to notify an immediate CBI probe into the death of Siddharthan, a second-year student at the Veterinary and Animal Sciences University in Wayanad. Let's get into the details. Dropping references to the demolition of Babri Masjid in Ayodhya, the killing of Muslims in Gujarat riots and Hindutva, and tweaking the reference to Manipur's merger with India are among the latest set of revisions made public by the National Council of Educational Research and Training in its textbooks. While NCERT did not comment on the topics being dropped, officials said the tweaks are part of the routine updation and are not linked to the development of new books as per the new curriculum framework. The changes have been made in the political science textbooks of class 11 and 12, among others. According to a document detailing the changes prepared by the curriculum drafting committee of the NCERT, the references to the Ram Janmabhoomi movement have been tweaked as per the latest development in politics. The Supreme Court on Friday granted bail to academic activist Shyama Kanti Sen, who was arrested in June 2018 in connection with the Elgar Parishad Maoist links case. A bench of Justices Aniruddha Bose and Augustine George Messick directed that she be released on bail on such conditions as the special court may consider fit and proper. It said the conditions shall include that Sen shall not leave the state of Maharashtra without the permission of the special court. She shall use only one mobile phone number during the bail period and share it with the investigating officer. The right to apprenticeship, a legal guarantee for MSP, and passing a constitutional amendment to raise the 50% cap on reservations for SCs, STs, and OBCs are among the promises made by the Congress in its manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls released on Friday. The manifesto, titled Nyay Patra, was released at the AICC headquarters in the presence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and former party chiefs Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi. It focused on 5 pillars of justice and 25 guarantees under them. The opposition party promised to fill nearly 30 lakh vacancies in sanctioned posts at various levels in the central government. President Joe Biden threatened on Thursday to condition support for Israel's offensive in Gaza on it taking concrete steps to protect aid workers and civilians, seeking for the first time to leverage USA to influence Israeli military behavior. Biden's warning, relayed in a call with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday, followed a deadly Israeli attack on World Central Kitchen aid workers that spurred new calls from Biden's fellow Democrats to place conditions on U.S. aid to Israel. Israel said the attack was a mistake. Islamist fighters of the Palestinian militant group Hamas attacked Israel on October 7, 2023, killing 1,200 people and seizing 253 hostages, according to Israeli tallies. Israel retaliated by imposing a total siege on Gaza, then launching an air and ground assault that has killed more than 33,000 Palestinians, say health authorities in Hamas-ruled Gaza. The Kerala High Court here on Friday urged the Union Government to notify CBI probe into Siddharthan's death case immediately. In the interim order, Justice Bench Kurian Thomas asked the Centre to issue the notification under Section 5 of the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act while considering the petition of the deceased Father Jayaprakash. Siddharthan, a second-year student at the Kerala Veterinary and Animal Sciences University in Pookot, Wayanad, was found dead on February 18th, allegedly after enduring severe ragging and mob trials. The deceased student's father approached the High Court on Thursday seeking intervention to initiate a CBI probe into his son's death, days after declaring a protest against the Kerala government. The petitioner alleged that the government deliberately delayed the CBI probe to facilitate bail for the accused. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Talks hosted by me, Meenu, and produced by Vishnu Muralitharan with technical support from Ideabro Studios. Follow www.onmanorama.com for detailed updates on the latest news and be sure to come back tomorrow.